It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Back here on the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light, we have our first call-in guest of the day of two that we'll have. Former Average Joe's contributor David Scoggins calling in from, where you at, David? Charlotte?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go. Are you at work right now? I know it's, I think it's Saturday. That's what they
work.
Call this day, right?
You think it's Saturday.
I'm actually at the gym. About to go tear it up in some Charlotte Media League softball.
Oh, wow. Okay, so tell us about that. Yeah. Joe Mixie, Denton Day, David Scoggins here on the Average Joe's Sports Show. So, David, you've moved on. You graduated from Liberty. You contributed to the Average Joe's Sports Show. Where are you working right now, and where are you about to play softball?
Well, I'm working at NBC News Channel in Charlotte. It's
awesome.
It's the feed service for every single NBC station in the country. So it's kind of a big deal, but you know, nothing crazy. But so softball wise, we've got a little Charlotte Media League softball where all the TV stations each have teams and the news networks, and sometimes we'll throw in, I think the Charlotte Observer has a team.
And, oh,
you know, it's
big rivalry.
A fun thing on Saturday mornings. Oh, yeah, huge rivalry there.
Oh, what's your friend's name from the Charlotte Observer that we've had on the show a couple of times?
Scott Fowler.
So you're playing Scott Fowler in softball?
He actually doesn't play.
Is he the coach?
So I think he's probably a bit tired of his three kids, so that probably keeps him a little busy on Saturday mornings.
So what's the name of your softball team?
We are the NBC News Channel softball team. That's
you have a mascot?
Creative. Very creative.
Do you have a mascot?
No, but apparently I'm the golden boy of the team.
Oh, boy.
Apparently.
Are you the youngest on the team?
What's the batting average? Come on.
By about 20 years.
Wow. So that would be something then.
So why? Give us the batting average.
What are the stats?
Lay it on us here.
Are you batting cleanup?
Well, yes, I am batting cleanup. And in five games, I have... Because today's the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
We got to get locked in today.
Yeah, you do.
So I had to come get a pump on before I went over and hit some dingers. But I've got, I think I'm hitting probably about 800, 850 with, I think I've got 7 home runs through 5 games. So
you guys have a 5-game season?
I love softball.
We had like a 5-game regular season.
Oh, okay.
You've got playoffs. So,
so you guys have like division rivalries? 5 games?
Yeah, basically. It's like...
Do you guys have an all-star break?
It's like a 5-week thing. So it's like a month long in April. Because it gets too... It's too cold down here in March to play softball.
Yeah. But it's warm. It's cold. It's warmer down there than it is up here.
Oh, I know. But you know... We don't like to push too many muscles out here. It's got to be at least in the 60s before we can start doing anything.
There you go, man. So let me ask you this. So let's talk about – so you do some golfing down there as well, right?
I do a lot of golfing down here.
So tell us a little bit how the golf is down there. I know you probably get some of the best.
Well, there's actually just a course right around here that just opened up. It didn't just open. They redesigned it. And it's called Mooresville Golf Club. It's a very openly public course. Prices. I don't know if anybody that's listening lives in the Charlotte area, but if you definitely live in the Charlotte area and want to play a good course for a good price, Mooresville is definitely a good option.
It's David approved.
Yes, it is definitely David approved. I know we're hosting the PGA Championship come August. That'll be at Quail Hollow. That's why the Wells Fargo Championship this week is down in Wilmington at Eagle Point. And so, yeah, we're getting prepped for some PGA Championship action. I've got Sunday tickets to it, and I'm pumped.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
My dad's marshaling it, actually, so he'll be on the 14th on the 14th hole.
You're country clubbing out there.
Yeah, and the cool part is that the marshals and anybody who works the tournament gets to play the course the day after the tournament.
Wow, so you get to play it after, or just your dad?
I think my dad does, but he said he's going to do his best to see if he could get me on it.
There you go.
I've got my fingers crossed.
There you go.
Got my fingers crossed.
All right, David, the month of April for you started off really well with your boys winning the national championship. Take us through your thoughts when that buzzer rang and you realized you guys were national champions.
You know, I've got to go back to the year before that whenever the buzzer rang and Chris Jenkins hit that unbelievable shot
the dagger.
In Carolina the year before, and I felt so relieved that our guys were able to bounce back like that the next year. And that, I think that just shows the type of coach that Roy Williams is, and that he's able to gather them and let them not use it as something to dwell on, but something to motivate them. And it's just, I think it really does show that he is a lot better coach than I think he sometimes gets credit for. And he didn't have a single five-star recruit on that team. And to see how dominant they were all year against teams that had 3 and 4 5-star recruits, it was really fun to watch. And yeah, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better start to the month, that's for sure.
I'm sure. So what's the vibe down there now that UNC's won? I know that there's a lot of different schools competition. You got all the rest of the schools from the Research Triangle down there. Is everybody really high on UNC, and what are they expecting for the next time?
Well, you know, Charlotte's kind of a split town. We've got a lot of Gamecock fans here, and we've got a lot of Tar Heel fans here. And so it's about right in the middle. It's about 3 hours to Columbia, 3 hours to Chapel Hill. So it's a fun atmosphere. But yeah, people are high on both teams. Unfortunately, South Carolina's best player is not going to be back next year. So who knows what could turn up. But for Frank Martin and that group, that was a heck of a run they made. So there was a lot of hype around here about that. Of course, with North Carolina, you've got Luke May being from Huntersville, hit that game-winning shot against Kentucky. I mean, that was just awesome. I grew up playing baseball with him, so that was fun to watch. I know his dad and his brother real well. And so, yeah. You know, it's cool to see guys from the community, from the area, contributing on such a high level of athletics and being competitive and actually making a difference. So that's fun to watch, and it's always good to be able to root on some people that you grew up and played ball with growing up.
Talking with David Scoggins from NBC Charlotte, former Average Joe sports host. And of course, later on in the month, Christian McCaffrey getting drafted to your Carolina Panthers. How satisfied are you with the pick, and what do you think McCaffrey brings to this offense?
I was thrilled with that. My first option was probably going to be Leonard Fournette, but he got taken off the board earlier. But I think that might be a little bit of a blessing in disguise for the Panthers. Is Christian McCaffrey, we got to pick him up. I think he's just such an overall diverse athlete that there's not one position we have to play him at. I think we could put him at a free safety position even somewhere if we really needed him, and just to let him use his athleticism. But he's going to make a great option out of the backfield, give Cam Newton something that he can really rely on to check down to, because he's not just a running back. He's not just a wide receiver. He's got, I don't know if you guys saw that video that he put up about his footwork going over those hurdles, a little about foot high. You couldn't see his feet moving. That was so quick. So I'm really excited to see. There's a lot of hype around here about Christian McCaffrey. And for all the girls out there, apparently Luke, our linebacker,
Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly, and now I went mind blank there for a second. Apparently, Christian McCaffrey are the new couple around Charlotte. So
the new Golden Boys.
The new Golden Boys around Charlotte. So, but I'm excited to see what he can do on the field. You know, the last time we took a chance on an athletic white kid with the 8th overall pick in the draft, it turned out pretty well. So we'll, that would be Luke Kuechly. So,
all right.
I think it'll be a good pick for the Panthers. And you know, I think the Panthers had a good draft overall. I thought they picked up some very positions that they really needed. And the only thing I might not disagree with is drafting a kicker with their last pick out of Georgia Tech. But other than that, I was really happy with what Gettleman did.
Hey, you know, kicker, you know, he waited a couple of rounds. You're not like the Jets. Jets drafted kicker in the second round one time, so you won't be like that. So let me ask you this. You were on the Average Joe Sports Show for, let's see, a year and a half. So that's 3 semesters.
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years.
3 seasons. Yeah. So let's talk about some of your favorite memories from the show. I know when you first came on, I said your name wrong, which is pretty terrible.
Oh, me too. I called you Andrew once.
Oh, yeah, I call him David Scroggins. I added an R to his name. So you called him Andrew?
Yeah, I completely mind blank, and I tried to pull
John.
Up his Twitter to actually find his name.
There you go. Well, once we gained respect, we talk about some of the good times that you had here on the show. We had some great times talking sports.
Yeah, man, it was. You know, I wouldn't trade that time for the world. That was a little bit interesting for me. I played baseball for the first couple of years and then kind of transitioned to not playing. And it was just great to have a group of guys to, you know, really just build a really great relationship with and just be able to come in on Saturday mornings and talk sports. I mean, it was really more as much fun as I had doing the radio show. It was just a great group of guys to be a part of. And I mean, I think that's the key for anything like that is if the group has a good bonding relationship and have a good show, because I mean we didn't just hang out in the studio, we hung out outside it, and that made the show just that much better. And so it was overall probably my best memory from the show is just the guys that I met and were able to make lifelong friends with, and I mean that was pretty good.
Yeah, man. And we had a lot of fun. And we'll be hearing from you soon. Certainly, we got Keegan calling on in a little bit. Keegan Pardon.
Boy.
So we'll get to hear from him as well. We're kind of having a reunion. But we certainly appreciate you calling in. Have fun with your softball game. Go hit some home runs.
Yeah, get some dingers.
Yeah, get how many home runs I hit.
Get that batting average up. It's pretty low.
I'll text you my final stat line.
All right. We'll be waiting for it. David Scoggins, thank you very much for calling in. You have a good day.